Testing one two. Alrighty, testing one two. Wow. Testing one two. Testing one two. Well, let's see. Trying to get back to my live show here, and I don't know how. Alrighty. Well, there we go. There we go. Thank you. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Well, do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Welcome to the prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leopard.
Hello, guys. Hello, hello. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight. Thank you for coming on, and we will stop.
Welcome.
We will stop
to
that.
The prophets.
We will stop that. Hold on, guys.
Do you want to know?
Want to know
what's coming on. Next?
Hold on, guys.
Find out what God is doing.
Find out what God.
Let's stop this, bro. Okay. All right. All right. We're on here. Hey, Brother Jackie. All right.
Made it in time, brother. Made it in time.
I hear you.
Sweating it.
Yeah, I was putting some things on here. Well, trying to still figure this out anyway.
God gave me a miracle this afternoon, Brother Jason. God gave me two miracles.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'll share them tonight, Brother. I'll share
them. Yes, 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 yes. Let me give me 1 minute.
What is that feedback?
I wonder. Testing. Okay. All righty. All right, give me just a minute. Let me share this broadcast, guys. I'm sharing. Alrighty. We're just about there. Give me just a minute. Alrighty. Alrighty. Let me copy this. You know what? Let me go to this right here real quick. That way people can't say I didn't invite them, brother. People has to be reminded, Brother Jackie. They'd forget their last name if it wasn't attached to them.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
I've sent out letters after letters after letters, but it's okay. That stuff don't bother me, brother. They missing out on a blessing, all I know.
Tell the truth,
Hey, I'm like, yes, if you want $1 million, it's here tonight. But hey, if you don't, just hand it to me.
Hey, I'll walk with it.
Me too, brother. Give me just one more minute, brother. Just a few more shares. And I ain't going to go chase no more down. They like a bunch of kids. They want you to chase them down.
Yeah. True, brother.
All right. We about to get started here. And we are recording tonight. Brother, you can go back on and hear this later on, too, on our podcast. You just go to the live feed where we had our live feed. So let me turn this computer on. We're going to be on wisdom tonight. Wisdom keys. And I was telling Penny the other night that we need wisdom. We don't need a preacher to come in here. Yay! 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 That's a bunch of foolishness.
Hey, we get that now in the world.
Yeah, I used to, back when I was young in the Lord, didn't know no better. You know, I'd walk in them church. I said, boy, we had church tonight. The preacher yelled all the whole service. And I was thinking, wow, he just wasted his breath. Because really, nobody learned nothing because they wasn't changed. Nobody learned anything. All they saw was a preacher getting red in the face and hollering, hey, hallelujah. What good is that? Nobody learned nothing.
All it is, brother, just an ego trip.
Emotionalism, brother. That's all it is, emotionalism. People try to get emotional. Give me just a minute. Okay, here we go. I'll have to call you later, brother. I can't call you right now. They all call me when I start this. Okay. All right, now y'all leave me alone. Don't be texting me no more. But I'm trying to find my Bible when we get started. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to get started tonight. I know we're 17 minutes late, but we're right on time. Okay, we're going to be in Proverbs, so if you got your Bibles, if you listen to this later, listen to it now, I don't know, but Proverbs, let me see, Proverbs, well, I know I can find Proverbs, okay, here we go, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1, and now, We're going to go with this slow. I believe we need to stay in Proverbs really slow because you need to absorb what God is trying to teach us. So Father, great Holy Spirit, I pray God that you come in right now and teach us, Holy Ghost. Lord, teach us what you want us to know. And God, give us wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon. God, Solomon had great wisdom, but he knew between good and evil. He had the wisdom of God. He had God himself. And God, you are wisdom. And God, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. We know that. God did not teach us great wisdom. And God, that we may be wise. And God, teach us the knowledge that we need to know to grow. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, David, the Proverbs of the Solomon of the son of David, King Solomon wrote Proverbs. He was the son of King David, though. So he had a great father, had a great mentor. It was King David. He was the king of Israel. So that's who wrote the book of Proverbs, King David. And I want to read verse 2. It says, to know wisdom and instruction, to preserve the words of understanding. See, a lot of people, Brother Jackie, they don't want instruction.
No.
They don't. They don't want instruction. They want the feel-me-good stuff, but they don't want instruction. God will always give you instruction before he gives you a task.
Right.
And people want to go backwards with that. To preserve the words of understanding. You've got to have wisdom and instruction before you have understanding. You've got to have wisdom and instruction before you have understanding.
Amen.
Verse 3 says, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice and judgment, and iniquity. Equity. And we're reading from this King James.
Right.
To give, and verse 4 says, to give suddenly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discernment. 5, a wise man will hear you. Now I like this part. It says, a wise man will hear you and will increase his learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So King Solomon was writing to a wise man. He will hear and he will increase in his learning. He will increase in his learning. Brother Jackie, some people don't want to learn. They think, the problem with some people, they think they know it all. And see, I can't deal with know-it-alls. Because know-it-alls don't want to learn.
They sure don't, brother.
And trust me, I got some know-it-alls in my life, and you can't teach them nothing because they think they know it all.
That is it, brother.
They don't receive instructions. They think they know it all, and they're unteachable. It says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. The 6 says, to understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and the dark sayings. For 7 says, for the fear of the Lord. Now, I want you to really absorb this right here. Verse 7 says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Otherwise, people try to work on cars and automobiles, brother, without reading the instructions. What a dummy. What a dummy. You're working on a vehicle that you know nothing about. Well, I've changed stuff before on vehicles. Yeah, but not that one. That one is a special kind. Why don't you read the manual? It's like my motorcycle, brother. I get on my motorcycle, and I'm reading my manual. I'm working on it. I want to know about that bike. I want to know what it does. I want to know how it operates. I want to know how fast it goes. I want to know how heavy it is. Why do I want to know all these things? Because I want to know what I'm riding. I want to know what it's capable of doing, what can hurt me and what not can hurt me. So I read the manual. Brother, we don't read the manual. You know what some people do? They get called to preach and they'll, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm called to preach. They don't even read the Bible. They don't read the manual. That's why the Bible says in Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God. Reading the word just ain't good enough. You need to be taught by the Holy Ghost and get the understanding. Only he can give you understanding. He said, let no man teach you but by the Holy Ghost. You don't need man to teach you. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you. We don't read the manual books. We don't read the manual. And it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And it says right here, verse 8, my son, hear instructions of my father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament, verse 9, an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Chains about thy neck. And verse 10 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, continue, consent thou not. Verse 11 says, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us look privately for the innocent without cause. Verse 12, let us swallow them up alive as a grave, as whole, as who those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our house with spoil. Cast in thy lots among us, let us also have one purse. Verse 15, my son, walk not thou in the way of them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Verse 17, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Verse 18 says, and they laid in wait in their own blood, and work privately for their own lives. Verse 19. Bear with me, guys. I'm going some over this. I love hearing the word of God because it gives you wisdom. It says, verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. Oh, my God. Y'all just missed it. Y'all just missed what he was saying here in Proverbs. He said in verse 19, he said, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy. Hey, Nana, good evening. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. So we can't be greedy of gain. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to gain stuff, but we can't be greedy for it, to hurt people along the way.
So otherwise, what he's talking about here in Proverbs, King Solomon, he's saying, listen, don't be like these people that hurt people along the way just to get the gain. I know people like that. They will do anything to hurt you just to get the money on you. Or get anything from you, matter of fact. Okay, watch this. Wisdom crieth without. She uttered her voice in the streets. Verse 21, she crieth in the chief place of the concourse in the openings of the gates in the city shall utter her words saying. Verse 22, now, how long, you simple ones, will you live simplicity? And the scorners delight in their own scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. It says in verse 23, it says, turn you at my reproof. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you, and I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded it. But you have set at naught of my counsel, and would none of my reproof. And I also will laugh at your calamities. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh in desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall thou call upon me. Now watch this. I'm gonna back up two or three verses because I don't think y'all getting this. In 24 he starts, he says, because I've called and you refused. Who's saying this? God is telling Solomon to write to the people this. Because I have called and you refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. He have set a naught at my counsel and none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. So God's going to laugh at your calamity. And I will mock when you fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. You know, God sends these things to us, guys, because we refuse to listen. And it says, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, and then shall call upon me, but I will not answer. And they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge. Ooh, my. You got to get a hold of this. They hated knowledge. Why would you hate knowledge? Knowledge gets you closer with God. What do you think this is over? I mean, get for real, guys. What do y'all think this is over? It's over knowledge. Between what? Good and evil. Wasn't it in the garden? The fight was over the knowledge between good and evil. It was over knowledge. So why wouldn't you love knowledge? I love knowledge, Brother Jackie. I love knowledge. Because the more knowledge I get, I can run my ministry more skillful the way God wants me to. But the knowledge I don't have will hurt me, brother. It will. If you don't have the knowledge of the Lord teaching you how to run a ministry or how to run a business or anything, if you hate knowledge, you know, people kill me. They always want to preach and teach and all this stuff. They don't want to learn. I want to learn because the more I learn, the better skill I can be. Nobody wants to learn. Everybody, let me speak. Shut up and sit down and learn. Because the more you sit down and learn, you know, I told Penny this the other night. I never seen Jesus going around preaching like this. Hey, let me tell you something. Ha! God is good. Ha, hallelujah. I never heard Jesus say that. The Bible said he went about all the land, Brother Jackie, teaching and healing all manner of sickness. He was teaching people parables because he wanted them to understand the kingdom. And that's what we're talking about here. In Proverbs, Solomon said, people hate knowledge. Why would you hate knowledge?
That makes sense, brother.
I mean, the more smarter you get, brother, the more the enemy can't attack you. See, you got to know your enemy to overcome him. But if you don't know how he works, then you don't know what to expect. See, that's why the Bible said, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, comes about as a roaring lion. But you've got to have the knowledge to defeat him. Because he outsmarts us every time, Brother Jay. I mean, he leaves us high and dry and in our head just going, man, why he done tricked me again. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been in that spot. Brother, I've been in that spot where somebody can go to me and trick me. And I told you earlier, I said, I done been tricked again. I done been tricked again. Hello, Grace. Thank you for joining tonight. I've been tricked again. You know, sometimes you feel like a dummy when the enemy tricks you. But he tricks you because of what you don't know. See, if Eve knew what was the outcome, see, that's why he went to Eve and not Adam. Watch this. He went to Eve and not Adam. Why was that? Why didn't he go to Adam? I'm going to tell you why he didn't go to Adam. Because he knew Adam knew the outcome. See, Eve, women only know the present. Men know the outcome. That's why God put men in charge. Because they know the outcome of things. They see future. See, Eve only saw present because she couldn't see the future. That's why Adam didn't go over and pick the apple or pick the forbidden fruit or listen to what the enemy had to say, because Adam was built to know his future. And see, the enemy went to the woman because women only see present things. They don't see the future. That's why I tell my wife all the time, I said, no, we're not doing that right now because I see where this is going to turn out. See, my daughter tried to come in and move in on us, and it was my wife's idea. She come in, I said, no, I see where this is going. You see the present, I see the future. And see, I was right. So see, that's why women should submit to their husbands as unto the Lord. Now, I ain't saying a woman couldn't be a pastor. I'm not saying a woman can't be a prophet. I'm not saying women can't be anything, because in the kingdom there's no male or female. But when it comes down to order, the man's still over the woman. And that's your household, because you got to understand the church was created second, but the family unit was created first. And if the family's out of order, the church is out of order. And that's why Paul said, women, you shall keep silent, because women were not in order back then in those days. And that's why Paul said women shall go home and listen to their own husbands. Why was that? He wasn't knocking women from being used of God. What he was doing was he was showing them, listen, let's don't get this thing out of order just because the church is different than the family unit. Guys, God created the family unit before the church was even born in the book of Acts. Come on now, let's get knowledge tonight. We need knowledge. We need talk. We don't need no kick or preaching and hollering and slobbering and we had church like that. You didn't have church because you didn't learn a darn thing. You still had a rattle. You still got a baby rattle in your hand, and God needs you to have a sword in your hand, not a baby rattle. You have not grown one bit. You've been in the church 30-something years, and you hadn't come off the milk yet. You're still on the milk. Hello, Eagles. Good for you to join, brother. I have a problem with people that, Jackie, I have a problem with people who want to sit in the church, brother, and they don't want to grow. They don't want to grow. Number one, they don't want to listen to nobody. They want to always preach, but they don't want to listen to nobody. They hate knowledge. They get bored. I used to preach in a church, pastor church in Bremen, Georgia. Some of my members would fall asleep. I'm not too pleased with that. You know, when they fell asleep, I got louder and louder and louder. And you know what? I went back to their pew and I woke them up. I did. I told him, I said, listen, this ain't a lounge. You want a lounge just right down the road here, but here we're going to listen to the word of God because we ain't playing no foolishness. That's what it's about. You don't come in my church and sleep. I wake you high end up. Why? Because it's the enemy trying to block them from knowledge. He don't want you to have knowledge. He don't want you to be taught. He don't want you to be listen to some teaching. I'm going to tell you, Brother Jackie, I learn more out of teaching than I do somebody sitting up there yelling at me, talking about he got the Spirit of God all over him and the fire of God. I said, brother, you ain't making no sense because I ain't learning nothing from you.
You're not learning anything.
And I'm going to tell you, the beautifulest ministry in the world is Kenneth Copeland Ministry. I love listening to his teachings because I learned something. I learned something. He teaches. We need more teaching in the body of Christ. We don't need a bunch of yelling and, oh, we feel the Spirit. I get so sick of that. And like half of them people walk out of church, Jack, and they ain't changed one bit. Nope. They ain't changed one bit. They learned nothing. They had no knowledge. They had, and see, I know when we was in school, we used to be in school when we was growing up. And I'll be honest with you, I'd fall asleep in class all the time. I'd fall asleep. And my teacher, she would come over and smack my desk. And I said, I'm listening. She said, no, you was not. She said, let me tell you something, Jason. I need your undivided attention because if I don't get your undivided attention, then you ain't learning nothing. See, when we get to reading the word, people fall asleep on you. They go elsewhere. They don't want to listen. All people want to do is they, just like King Solomon said, they hate knowledge. They hate knowledge. Watch this. And they did not choose the fear of the Lord, and they would none of counsel. Verse 30, they despise all my reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat, watch this, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. That's what God said. He said, listen, you don't want to listen to me? You don't want to listen to the apostle I've sent to you? You don't want to listen to the prophet I've sent to you? Then good, go your own way. Go your own way and be filled with your own devices. That's what God is saying to us tonight. If you don't want to hear what I've sent you, then go do your own thing. He don't care. God will let you do your own thing. He will fire you and let you still work. You know, I ain't never known nobody do that, Brother Jackie. Fire somebody and let them work. I never knew somebody would fire somebody and still let them work. Well, I don't want to be fired. It says 31 says, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled in their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall they slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Watch this. I'm going to read this again. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So God will let you prosper in your own little way just to choke your own self. I don't know if I mess with God too much. It says in verse 33, I'm going to say this. But whosoever hearkening to me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Shall be quit from fear of evil. So other words, he's telling King Solomon, listen, they can go their own way. Let them go there. Do their own thing. You know, it's so funny. Sometimes I let people just do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? I've tried to help them. I've tried to show them the right way. You can tell when somebody's listening to you, Brother Jackie. I mean, they just hold the phone in your ear, and every time you try to tell them something, they change the subject. And you know, yeah. I've gotten used to those kind of people. And those kind of people I've learned to quit wasting my time on. Because there's one thing about it, guys. Well, you say, Brother Jason, that's mean. That's mean to keep pushing people away. Let me tell you something. Since we're on that subject, let's talk about what Jesus done. Jesus did not waste his time on people that didn't want to listen to him. Let's see what the master done. I watched Jesus' ministry all the way from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read it for yourself. Nowhere in Scripture did I see Jesus messing with somebody that didn't want to listen to him. And I'm going to tell you something. Brother Jackie, people will hang around your ministry just to be hanging around it, and they ain't even for you. I'm thinking, why are you here? To be nosy. That's all they do. Being nosy. The Bible says in Proverbs, being busybodies. Always busy in your business and staying out of theirs. And people will hang around your ministry just to see if it's going to fall or not. I've had that happen. I'm thinking, what are you hanging around this ministry for? You just going to see it fall or something? Oh, yeah. That's why they was there. So I don't push them out of my ministry. I just don't waste no time with them. Because, see, my time is important. Our time is important, Brother Jake. Our time is so important that we could be doing the Father's business. We could be planting new visions. We could be planting new things and going on. But the enemies, and I don't know why, this is coming back to me again today, brother. The enemy is sending people to waste our time. And time is what we got to have with the Father. Time is what we got to plant, Brother Jackie. There's so much people, every time I start something or do something, they'll call me on the phone and talk about it. I said, look, dude, I ain't got time to talk about Fruit Loops and fruitcakes, okay? I don't have time. The enemy will always send people your way to get you distracted away from your assignment of what God has told you to do for that day. They had you over there talking to them, and God wanted you over here. See how the enemy works? The enemy will come to you, brother, and he will use somebody to distract you from what God was telling you to do in the first place. I've had this happen. Amen. And I said, now, wait a minute, Lord, I got off track somewhere. He said, yeah, because you let the enemy use that person to draw you away from what I told you to do in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We don't realize this, people, but the enemy still uses people. The enemy still uses people. But what we got to realize, brother, he's not going to come to us in darkness no more. He's going to come to me and you in a form of a light. He's going to come to me and you form of, oh, we're doing good. Oh, you're doing good, Brother Jackie. You're doing good, Brother Jason. Keep doing this. No, you're out of the will of God. God told you to stay on this assignment. You way over here. How in the world did I get over here? Because the enemy tricked you. He deceived you with the truth. Just like he did Eve. This is what we need wisdom, guys. We need knowledge from the Holy Ghost. Amen. I ain't talking about man's theology. Because man's theology don't teach you crap. You go to Cleveland, Tennessee, and go to the Bible college all you want. You go, heck, y'all got some dumbos coming out of there right now. I said the dumbos. That's what they are. The dumbos. Oh, I went to North Cleveland Bible College, and I'm real knowledge of the Bible. Yeah, but you don't even know the Holy Ghost, you dumbo. You don't even know the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, the best teaching I've ever got, Brother Jackie, is I got my Bible and got in that room and say, Lord, I want to learn of you. Teach me. Brother, I've got revelation from that word to make a billy goat puke. I thought, Lord, I never saw it that way. I never looked at it that way. Just like the other day, God showed me about the drawing in the sand. You know why Jesus drawed in the sand? He didn't look at the woman's adultery. See, God don't look upon your sin, you do. God don't look upon sin. He don't even look at sin. All he sees is his son's blood that was shed on Calvary. You condemn yourself because you're in the flesh. But the Bible said there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So that's why Jesus was pointing towards the blood. That's why he was remembering that the covenant that he made with Abraham, he said, your descendants will be far as the sand of the sea. That's why he was pointing to the sand. Because he remembered his covenant. See, God's all about covenant. He does not care what you do and how far you go in your sin. He just remembers the covenant that he made with Abraham. See, Jackie, man, you couldn't even make it right if it wasn't for Abraham. One man's sin turned the whole world upside down, but another man's obedience saved the whole world. But we can be deep in our sin and God will remember covenant instead of our sin. God is good. He don't remember nothing you've done about 2 seconds ago. All he remembers is that, Jackie, I have a covenant with Abraham. And Abraham, I promised Abraham that you would be the seed of Abraham. And if you're the seed of Abraham, and the descendant of Abraham, then guess what? You have the same blessings of Abraham. Good word. Guys, we need to grab a hold of that. We're walking around in defeat because the things we do not know. The Holy Spirit will give you truth. He will give you insight that the enemy's tried to blind you from years. He's trying to blind you from the truth. What did Jesus say? To know the truth, it shall what? Set you free. You ever been lied to for years and you finally found out the truth about something? You're like, how did I miss this? How did I ever miss this? Well, Jack, I think sometimes, brother, the enemy oversmarts us because he's smarter than us. The Bible says he's more subtle. See, subtle means he's more smarter. But Jackie, so many people get defeated by the enemy of what they don't know. You know why they don't know nothing? Because they don't take the time to sit down to a teaching like this. Come on now. See, they want to buy all these meetings and, oh, I want to hear the word from God. Oh, I want to hear the prophecy from Bobo, Prophet Bobo. Oh, he's got to give me a word. Stop that foolishness. You need to be taught. You don't learn a darn thing. only learn to run your chopper and operate in the gifts when God's wanting you to get knowledge how to outsmart your enemy. And he's taking your gun while you use the gift. And Jesus said, and that's why Jesus told the people that were playing with the gifts of the Spirit, he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew. But Lord, we prophesied in your name. We did miracles in your name. He said, I didn't never know you, idiot. You're an idiot. You didn't like knowledge. You didn't want to sit down and be taught. You want to just go fly with the gifts and go. And that's what people are doing right now. They think, oh, I got all these gifts of the Spirit. I have the word of knowledge. And I don't care what you got. Because if you can't learn, you can't grow. Just because you've got gifts don't mean that you're at where God wanted you to be either. I mean, Satan's got gifts, guys. Come on. Did he not perform? When Moses was there? Oh, I can change a snake into a staff. That's easy. Satan's got the same powers. He's not impressed with your gifts either. Because he's going to fool you the next day, and he's going to rob from you the next day, and you're sitting over here prophesying over somebody. You know, that don't scare his kingdom. What scares him, though, when you get down and get the knowledge of the Lord to outsmart him. See, that's what scares him. That's why he don't like me, Brother Jackie. He don't like me because I'm trying to get knowledge to outsmart his hind end. He don't like that. He don't like being outsmart. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people, Brother Jake. This is how dumb people are. They sitting in church. Oh, bless God. I'm going to heaven. Glory to God. I'll be on the streets of gold. Bless God. And they got so much hate in their heart. It ain't even funny. Well, my Bible says me, if you can't forgive your brother, God can't forgive you. You ain't going nowhere until you make it right with your brother. They're sitting in church, hallelujah, I feel the Spirit, sure, I feel the Spirit of God. And still got hate all over them. See how the enemy tricks people? And they think they're on the way to heaven. We are sadly mistaken. Jesus said, if you don't do my commands and do my teachings and be a doer of my word, then you don't love me. See, love is going to get us into heaven, brother. The love for God. That's what's going to get you there. Not love for church, not love for ministry. Love for God is what's going to get you to heaven, folks. That's what saved the woman in adultery. Her love. You know what saved Peter? It didn't save Judas. Peter's love. Because he come up to Peter and said, Peter, do you love to stop me? He said, Lord, you know all. See, he had a love for God. You got to love him with all your heart. What's the commandments, guys? Come on, it's real simple. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. And after that, love your neighbor as yourself. Two simple commandments. That's all Jesus told you to do. You can't love ministry more than you love God. You can't love your family more than you do God. And you sure heck can't love your things that God give you more than him either. God gets jealous. He wants you, Brother Jackie. He wants me. He don't want me to have this ministry and fall in love. Oh, I got to call such and such tonight. I got to check on my flock. I got to check. You mean whose flock? God's flock. Not yours. See, it's all about you. It's all about my ministry. Boy, God's stripped me of that quite a bit of times. Oh, it's your ministry, huh? The true ministry is finding him in the garden, Brother Jackie, and talking to him in the cool of the day. And when that ministry begins to develop and get strong, brother, the ministry on the outside of the church will develop. It'll come. And that's why Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, no, at the Christ, the living God. He said, this is my church that I will build, and the gates of hell will not prevail. What was he talking about? Relationship. We got to concentrate on our relationship instead of being a minister. Now, don't get me wrong. I know God's called us to ministry, guys, and I know He wants us to do things. But if it interferes with our relationship, no. You're not building on a rock. What's going to happen is, if you don't build on Him, Brother Jackie, your ministry always is going to go up and down and crumble, up and down and crumble, up and down and crumble. It's never going to go nowhere and establish anything because you're establishing your foundation on the wrong foundation. My God, I'm going to get this out myself. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother. It's good teaching.
And Brother Jackie, we fail to do these foundational things because we build our ministry off of people. And God said, no, your ministry is not off of people. It's off of my relationship with you first. Because if you build, and see, pastors do this. Brother, I know pastors around the world builds their ministry off of people. Well, I better not preach that because of such and such. That's wrong. That's wrong. Oh, I better not say this tonight because it might hurt Susie and it might hurt Jan and it might hurt. Come on, you build your ministry off of people. You build it off of a relationship with Jesus Christ. And He said, this is the relationship I had with Peter. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church now. Now that He had a relationship with Peter. My God. We fail to realize, Brother Jackie, that building our foundation first, got to build the church. Don't worry about the church. But we got to do what thus saith the Lord. We can't build our ministry. If I built my ministry off of people, brother, I'm going to tell you what it would be like. I had to get on here every night and watch my P's and Q's. I couldn't really say nothing. God was feeling me because I would offend everybody. You can't do that. Because you walk on pins and needles. Why you gonna say this? Might offend somebody, might run them off. They're gonna run off anyways when God steps in. So
that's true.
Don't build off of people, but build off of Jesus Christ. He's the firm foundation. His relationship with you is the firm foundation. And that's what Jackie, that's what God is doing with us right now. He's building that foundation of relationship with us. That way, when people do come in, we can say, no. God has told me different. We're not doing that. I'm sorry. And if you pout about it, you can just leave. Sorry. We're not doing that. We can have a doubt about it because now we've got a tight relationship with Him. And then we can ask Him and exalt Him and ask Him about things instead of letting the people run the ministry. See, people don't need to run ministry. That's what God gives a shepherd for. People don't need to come to church and run the church. Believe me, it happens everywhere. But the people run the church instead of the pastor. But why did God give a shepherd to them? If they ain't going to let the man run the house, then guess what? Y'all run as you sat there. You got anything, brother?
Well, brother, you know, I was just thinking. What is wisdom? Just like you said, brother, wisdom has built their house and hewn out the seven pillars. See, the seven pillars of God. It's the foundation of God. It's the wisdom of God. Everything we do it with wisdom, with understanding. See, God wants us to walk in wisdom, prove ourselves before Him, and allow Him. Now, see, I'm saying it again. Allow Him to prove us. See, I have wisdom. I do this. I can do that. That's bull hockey. Get wisdom, as the brother said. Walk in the wisdom. Walk in understanding of the wisdom. And you know, brother, let me use a little testimony. Brother, you know, we talked to you today. This last week, since Sunday, not since Saturday, the fire of God has been hot. Oh, has it hot? Well, brother, you got to touch another Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You got to touch service Houston. See, and let me use this. Out of what I went through, I got wisdom. What was the wisdom? Not make God mad. How do I make him mad? Stay on the good side of God. Stay on the good side of the Holy Spirit. Stay on the good side of Jesus. Stay on the good side of the Father. See, this fire that I went through, and brother, it was burning everything it came to, brother. It was burning everything. But you remember, it was like this, brother Jason. But my clothes wasn't to cinch. See, the kindling fire to bring wisdom into the house of faith. And situation came up. I'm not going to go into the situation. I had a situation in the finance this week. And I've been trying to straighten it out since Wednesday. I've took it and left it in the hands of God today. And something today, I've been all day trying to straighten this out. And around 5 o'clock, it read at closing time of everything closing up. It all worked out. See, that's the miracle. But see, I stayed calm, but I stayed in wisdom. See, I know who could work it out for me, God. But I had to go to the sources to do it. And you know, Brother Jason, if we don't walk in that wisdom of understanding, see, let me add this to it. See, you can get wisdom, but do you get knowledge with your wisdom? See, knowledge is very important with the wisdom. Knowledge of your understanding, the knowledge of who you're walking with, the knowledge of being yourself. You've got to be yourself when you walk in the understanding of God. And brother, I thank God for what he's doing for me and you, brother. Amen. And that's all.
Yes. And two, brother, we realize, we realize that wisdom is a key thing. Wisdom is a principal thing. We have principles in our life. What is a principle? I just want to say this right quick. And then we'll end here in a minute. Wisdom is a principle thing, guys. A principle thing. What is a principle? A principle is something that you apply to your life and you do. You're a doer of it. What am I talking about? Okay, tithing is a principle. He gave us a principle in the Word of God in Malachi, where he says, give your tenth into the storehouse. That is a principle. Another principle is loving your neighbor as yourself. That's a principle. And when you do that and you apply that principle to your life, you got wisdom. See, wisdom is a principle thing. So these principles that you apply to your life, when you do, God shows you the result of them. You love your neighbor as yourself, you're going to be loved. You give and it shall be what? Given to you. Didn't Jesus teach these things? Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down and shaken and really cause it over. Men shall give back unto your bosom. See, you're going to be blessed for giving, okay? I'm not just saying, oh, here he goes, talking about money. No. You're going to be blessed and God's going to release what he has in store for you. Because now, it ain't just the gift, Brother Jackie, that he's concerned about. It's you being like him now. See, God wants you to be like him. God wants you to speak to the mountain just like he does. Come on, I'm showing you something here. He wants you to walk on water like he does. He wants you to be just like him. He wants you to speak to a mountain and speak to a moon and it'll turn to blood. God can do these things, guys. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, it became flesh. Listen, God is miraculous. He created this whole world. He wants you to do the same thing. He wants you to go outside and speak to a mountain and a moon. He wants you to do that. You think I'm kidding? He wants you to be like him. That's why he goes on this giving, because God is the giver. So if God is the giver, he wants you to be a giver. Come on. God so loved the world that he gave. See, God is a giver. He's not a taker. He's a giver. So the closer we act like him, and the closer we be like him, Brother Jackie, then we become like him. God wants us to be little gods. I'm not telling you that you're a god of God, but he wants you to be little gods just like him. Because he looks down to earth and he said, look at my boy. Look at him, he's walking on water. Look at him, he's telling the dead to rise. Look at him. He's telling the blind that they can see. Come on, guys, Jesus showed us these things. And Jesus turned around and said, hey, bring the things y'all to do because I go away. I told that woman the other night, I said, you want to heal? She said, well, sure. I said, good. I'm laying my hands on you. God's going to heal you. You believe that? She said, yeah. She got healed. Come on, God. If Jesus can do it, so can I. If Jesus can walk on water, so can I. If Jesus can tell Lazarus, come forth, so can I. But the thing is, Project, people don't believe in it. They don't believe they can do it. Oh, that's Jesus. Jesus was holy and Jesus. No, no, no. Jesus came down here to talk to us and to teach us, look, these are the things that I'm trying to get you guys to do. These are the things that I tell that woman, I said, from now on, people come to my ministry. First thing, I'm going to teach them how to cast out a devil. They don't know how to cast out a devil. Easy, guys. Devils are principalities. You've got to talk to them with the authority. You can't talk to them, oh, please, devil, get out, please. No, no, no. You've got to talk to them with the authority voice. And listen. Demonic powers listen when you talk to them in authority. You do not talk to them like this. Please get out of such and such. Would you please? They don't listen to that. You got to understand. But the principalities, they only go by commands. And the command has to be loud. That's why God blows trumpets and stuff like that to get armies to move. You got to talk to demons that way too. Demons ain't going to listen to you. You're going to have your cake or whatever stuff. You gotta understand something. They're rebellious. They're not gonna listen. And let's say, you know, my dog, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna stop there. My dog, I can tell my dog to quit doing that, and he'll just look at me, quit doing that. He'll just look at me and go do it again. But if I tell my dog, stop it now, he wets all in these drawers. See, he listens to a authority voice. And he knows, whoa, he means business. See, you got to mean business with the devil. He's going to keep on messing around with you. You got to get authority voice and talk to him like this. I mean, you got to go now. He goes. He knows you mean business. Right. But people don't know how to cast that devil, brother. They don't. I cast that devil to a lot of people. But when I did, I used that authority voice. I didn't speak to him with a passive, would you please get out of such and such, please? You're right. That devil ain't going to hear you. You got to tell him to go. And you got to mean it with authority. You got to mean it with authority. So here he is, guys. Here he is, in a nutshell. We got to get knowledge, Brother Jack. We got to love knowledge. We got to love this teaching stuff. Because Jesus went about teaching the disciples. He always was teaching parables. He wasn't preaching, never. He was teaching. That's why the five-fold ministry teaching is the smallest pinky on your hand. And everybody thinks teaching is the smallest thing, but it's the biggest thing in the kingdom. Being taught. People don't like to be taught. Whether they get bored. Oh, this is boring. It's not teaching. That's because you're not listening. You're not growing. You guys, you got anything else before we get out here, brother?
No.
Okay.
I'm good, brother.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless y'all. Y'all can tune in to our radio broadcast as well. Thank y'all so much. God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
You too, brother.
Hear the voice of love that's calling. There's a chair that waits for you. And a friend who understands everything you're going through. But you keep standing at a distance in the shadow of your shame. There's a light of hope that's shining. Won't you come and take your place? And bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your sin, all your sorrow and your sadness, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. He can see the weight you carry, the fears and hopes you're. But through the cross you've been forgiven. You're accepted as you are. So bring it all to the table. There's nothing he ain't seen before. For all your trials, all your worries and your burdens, there's a Savior and he calls. Bring it all to the table. Calls, bring it all to the table.